Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for the Friday Music Club. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Patrick Viviers, an old PE boy who played music in PE for many years during the 70s. Singer and music producer, also played in a great band called The Shame during the 60s and 70s. And unlike most people featured on the Friday Music Club, you have a long history in music in Algoa country. What would you say are some of your highlights?
There have been quite a few highlights in my music career, which I've enjoyed so much all through the years, and absolutely enjoyed and loved playing music, loved listening to music and so on. And it goes way back to listening to Elvis, listening to all the rockers, listening to the Beatles and so on and so on. But a great highlight in my career is, the first one is appearing on stage for the first time in front of an audience and playing music. It was really, really had a great effect on me, and it was brilliant. And I was so nervous that I had to leave the microphone on the microphone stand because I was so nervous. My hands were shaking, but it was great. Another highlight in my music career was when the bands that I was in won On the Go, the Port Elizabeth On the Go show, 2 years in a row. It was really, really exciting. And that show was a big excitement for the entire music community in Port Elizabeth, as well as for all the people of Port Elizabeth. In 1975, we won with a big 10-piece band called SAN. We did jazzed-up versions of popular songs, which was really great. We won the show, and that year we were invited to play at the Jazz Festival. In 1976, we won the On the Go show again with a band called Flight, and we did an all-original show about the detriment and dangers of drugs and drugs usage. The show was called Alex in Wonderland, and that was wonderful. And so my music career continued. Another highlight was being a professional musician for a while. That was lovely. I enjoyed it very much. Playing around, gigging around, appearing in front of audiences was a thing for me. So those are basically the highlights of my career. Attending shows, seeing big bands and big artists was also very, very influential on me. So, yeah, that's about it. It was so much fun and so interesting, and I've enjoyed every second of it.
You left PE in 1976 to play music professionally, then moved to Johannesburg with a friend, formed an amateur band called Cairo. You gigged all around Johannesburg and the Witwatersrand area for many years. Who would you say inspired you over the years?
Here's a question that I must answer that goes way back when. Artists that have inspired me go as far back as Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, all the artists through the rocking years, Phil Haley and the Comets and so on. Coming right up to the early 60s, the Beatles were a massive, massive influence on me, as well as my partner and collaborator in this music production, Freddie van der Putte, who's also a PE boy. And we both remain massive Beatles fans to this day. And through the 60s, with all bands like the Kinks, the Hollies, and so on, going right up into the 70s, and along came Jethro Tull, Deep Purple, all the bands that played the new sort of age of music, moving into the 80s, it was Dire Straits, Blondie, The Police, especially the Genius Sting. These were great influences on me, as well as I listened to a lot of jazz, and these jazz musicians, Charlie Parker and the like, Bob James, Joe Sample, and all these guys are very big influence in me. It's been a real wonderful roller coaster ride with influences from all genres of music, and I've loved it all.
You've mentioned quite a few lucrative international bands from back in the day who inspired you. Now that you're living in Joubertina, what are you doing musically?
Living in Joubertina, nothing has stopped. This collaboration between my friend in PE, Freddie van der Putte, who's a really, really great friend of mine, who writes really lovely songs. This whole collaboration continues. We are producing more music. We have got approximately 12 to 13 songs done already that I record at home. And the fun thing is I'm doing it at home, do all the music on my own, all the vocals on my own, all the harmonies on my own. And then I send the song to Freddie, and he approves or disapproves of whatever's in the song, and we continue. So the collaboration and music playing continues. This is a wonderful time for me. Thank you.
Patrick, you come with a wealth of experience. If you have any advice you'd love to part with our younger musers listening today, what would you share with them?
Yes, I do have some advice for what it's worth for younger musicians aspiring to follow a music career. Don't be afraid. Follow your dream. Keep doing what you're doing. Love what you do and enjoy it. And the important thing is, as I said before and reiterate now, don't give up. Keep playing. Keep enjoying it. Learn your instrument. Learn to play it well, as best as you possibly can. And also, something I think that will help young performers and young musicians in their music career is learn to read and write music and learn to play an instrument properly. And my advice, and this just is for my own advice, is learn to play the piano. The piano is such a versatile instrument and will help you greatly in your music career, not only, but also when you're writing music. So, y'all, I say to these guys, never give up, never slow down, never grow old, never die young.
Words from the wise. Thank you for your sound advice, Patrick. How do we support you in whatever sense? How can we get hold of your music?
At present, we have no platform in which we present our music or showcase our music. We have posted some of the songs on YouTube, but that's as far as it goes. But when I saw your question this morning, I thought this is something we really should do, and I will be discussing this with Freddie today, as a matter of fact, to get something going and get something going in which we can showcase and present our music for everyone to hear. And let's see what happens. Thank you to you for allowing us to be on your show and presenting our music for us. We really, really do appreciate it. And this Friday Music Club is a fantastic opportunity for artists to get themselves known, present their music, and get their music and their artistry out into the world. You guys are doing a great job there. Thank you so much to you, Algoa FM, and everybody. We really, really, really appreciate this and hope this whole thing for the Friday Music Club will continue as long as possible. Thank you very much once again.
It is our pleasure. Thank you so much, Patrick Viviers, for joining us on the Friday Music Club. And long live the Friday Music Club. Time for us to push play on your song, Patrick Viviers, with a song called Those Crazy Years.
When I was younger, so many years ago, I came into this place where the wind would blow. So much shouting and screaming in my head, my hands were shaking, I was longing for my bed. Pink flashing neon, graffiti on the walls, gyrating bodies and light spinning balls. torn blue jeans and slogans on their shirts. My knees were knocking cause I thought they were all perverts. Oh, I remember all those pointed boots, crippling miniskirts and all those shiny suits. Cigarettes and chewing gum stuck behind the ears. How can we forget that all those crazy years? Ponytail kid, Batman at the bar, serving lonely hearts from near and far. Sexy man and boy with no hands loose, Keith and George drinking fire water and juice. Joe and Louie driving to the jukebox, blue suede shoes and lily white socks. A man in killing rounds a car like Alpha Cone. The ideal lady, she smiles like Sharon Stone. Oh, I remember all those pointed boots, crinkly mini skirts and all those shiny suits. Cigarettes and chewing gum stuck behind the ears. How can we forget that all those crazy years? And all those shiny suits. Cigarettes and chewing gum stuck behind the ears. How can we forget that all those crazy years?
Experience podcasts from AlgoaFM.co.za.